Well, wait a minute. Where abode? Where abode?
What ceiling?
Ceiling inside the house.
Oh, the...
That's paneling there, but you know... Well, one room you ever see. I mean, if there was... Well, that's about what you call a ceiling there. But well abode is you left one plank over the other a little bit.
So the rain doesn't get in.
That's right.
Okay.
But that's that. You know, it'd be more, wouldn't be had a hole, and it'd be tongue and groove.
Uh-huh.
You know, but that's about what you call a ceiling.
Okay. And what do you call this place that we're sitting in now?
Porch.
Okay. And if you had a small porch that didn't have a roof, do you have another name for that? And what do you call a small fenced area near a barn where the cows are put before milking?
Lot.
And what do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
A fence made out of that. Oh, we call it a wall.
Okay. And what do you call a large wooden vessel about, oh, that big, that's open at the top and carry water or milk in it?
Water bucket.
Okay. What do you call it if it's made out of metal?
Water bucket item.
Okay.
Now, you know, it's different there somewhere already. But either one of them you call it, people call them pails. Water pail or something like that. But I always call them water pails. You know, it used to have them, well, when I was a boy, it wasn't nothing but them. You know, cedar. They was made out of cedar, these buckets, water buckets. Most of them made out of cedar. Then it got to the zinc, or what do you call it, tin.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, they still use the cedar buckets?
Yes, ma'am, it's some. They made just like that joint on that have a handle on it.
Oh, yeah. Is that a rubber plant?
Yes.
Oh, very nice.
Yes, it looks like it wouldn't die, but you got it. But I drank water out of them buckets all my life. Till I married, my dad always had a wooden bucket. You know, he drank he better than out of a tin bucket.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. You ever drank out of one?
Uh-huh. Out of a tin one, too.
Yes, that ain't too much. But people got, you know, where they had water works, and that's to let them go. You got to keep water in them.
Oh, yeah, so it
don't
they
forward, yes.
Yeah.
I got two wood buckets out there to whip. You know, of course, fish come in it, you know, mackerel fish.
Huh.
You never didn't know that? Boy, I got a bigger than a little one. Big bucket where the mackerel fish come in and you use the fish out, and you got to keep water in them, though. Don't they go forward. In the wash tub, you know, what you used to wash in would be a barrel, you know, cut half in two.
Uh-huh.
It would.
How big a
barrel? Oh, 100-gallon barrel.
Oh, I don't think yes, I've ever seen one,
eh? Yes, ma'am. You know, big old barrel. You can't reach around one. And it's solid in two, and that's what you tub you had to wash in.
Very good. Get two out of one, then.
Yes. Well, I was a good size boy before I seen 10 to it.
Huh. What do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Well, heap people call them skillet. Some of them call them frying pan.
What do you say?
We call it frying pan.
Uh-huh. Okay, what about the thing at the sink where you turn the water on and off?
Well, we call it a hole.
A what?
No, I'm wrong. I don't know. Well, all of us got them. I don't know what you call it.
What'd you call
faucet?
It?
Faucet.
Oh, okay. Do you call it the same thing if it's on a barrel?
I know you know it's been faucet put in a barrel, you know, when you go there and draw water. That's what we call it.
Uh-huh. What about if it's out in the yard, say in your garden?
When you say you go to the faucet, that's like you say go to the faucet out there to well.
Okay.
That's what we call it.
Mm-hmm. And when you buy some cans of food at the store, what do they put them in for you to carry them home?
Sack, paper sack. If you got very many, they'll put them in a paper book.
Okay.